All right, cool. Sean, whenever you're ready.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Drawing a Blank. I'm your host, Carson, here with host Sean. Got a pretty big week this week. E3 coming up.
Wow.
A lot of interesting things being dropped. One of which, we all just watched the, Halo trailer.
Yeah. So that really threw me off because apparently it's a soft reboot due to the fourth and fifth game being ass cheeks. So
yeah,
I also heard that it's
still a sequel to the fifth game.
Yeah, so I was super confused because Halo 5 did not end at all like that. And all of a sudden, we see Chief floating around in space. I thought it was Halo 3, like a pickup from Halo 3 at first when I saw that. Because I was like, oh shit, he's floating around in space. Maybe like this is how they're going to pick it up instead of... But no, Cortana still wasn't there. And I was like, what is happening? So
he had the chip.
But it was empty. It said no AI... AI found, which means she's gone.
It's somewhere, somehow, something happens in between Halo 5 and that, and the beginning of this.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's still really weird. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I still don't really understand what a soft reboot even means. Like, does that mean we're going all the way back from the beginning?
No. It's still picking up from Halo 5, they've said. But that's why I'm saying, what kind of reboot...
I think they're saying fuck that whole storyline with Locke and all that because it was dumb. And the Prometheans and the Forerunners and
So you think it's gonna go back to the Covenant then?
I mean, one can only wish for such things.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, what the, and then there's the Halo ring and I was like, what? Like, what happened? Maybe they're just going to say, like, Cortana just completely obliterated Locke and his team, and then Chief and RB somehow survived.
Look, I wouldn't mind if Locke is in it. I just don't want to play as him. I don't give a shit about him. I don't mind if he's in it, but I don't want to play as him.
I just want to play as Palmer, because she was the best character in the game throughout the entire series.
I know you're joking, but at the same time, just hearing you say it angers me.
Yeah, anybody but Master Chief, except for, what's
RB.
Called? That's from Reach, right?
What?
What?
Who do you play as in Reach? Oh, yeah, him. And the rookie, too. Playing as the rookie's pretty awesome.
He died. He died.
The rookie died?
Oh, wait.
Did you play Halo Reach, dumbass?
Are you talking about Halo Reach or ODST?
I'm talking ODST.
Oh, well, okay.
No, I haven't played Reach. I need to. I haven't, though. But yeah, I thought the trailer like looked really nice. Like I thought like Chief's like new suit looked pretty cool. It was awesome to hear like the original Halo music again.
They're trying to get back in with nostalgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but I did get really hyped when I started to hear the music and I was like, ugh. And his armor looks badass as hell.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, I had no problems with the other armor either. I really like the kind of mix that they got going.
Yeah.
I
don't know about the... I hope the other guy in it is just there for, like, the beginning of the game.
No,
I really hope there's not.
I think they're just using that as a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope there's not, like a character who's super useless who comes along with you the whole time. Kind of like God of War, where you have the son just there.
I heard that was a really good game, though.
I heard that was great. What are you talking
about? Oh, no, it was a lot of fun. It's just, like, I feel like it'd be really stupid for Halo, like a first-person shooter, to have just, like, a character who can't do anything come along with you.
What are you talking about? We got the Marines.
Yeah, that is true. But you can kill the Marines, and it doesn't matter.
No, you're not supposed to, though.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of Captain Keyes. When you kill Keyes, and the invincible Marines come and kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. But also, so I was trying to, speaking of E3, Borderlands 2 did release a free DLC, yesterday, as soon as they announced the DLC, they activated it, and it was free for everybody who owned Borderlands 2 and the Handsome Collection.
Is it still free?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's free for everybody. It's because it's a bridge DLC between this and the third game, is what they've said.
Mm.
So I have yet to play it, as hard as that is for me to do, because Alex, me and my friend Alex, have been... We started back at level 1 on Saturday night and are currently grinding back to level 30 in order to play.
Wait, hold on. Is Alex home from school?
Mm-mm.
Are you just doing online?
Yeah, and it's been, I can't lie, it's been really, really fun lately. Going back through it and starting at level 1 and grinding back through it, doing all the fun side quests. And once again, Handsome Jack with some of the quippiest dialogue. Like, it's all coming back to me just how well that... that game was made.
Yes, it's been a while since I've started a new game. I've been on like level 12 for like ever.
Oh yeah, you gotta get to the grind.
I would like to point out though that when me and Sean signed on to Quest after last show, I was one level higher than he was. So.
And now I'm like 11 higher than you, Jar. You've been slacking.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, in that quest, I kind of helped a little bit.
And I can't lie, me and Alex, we got off the rails a little bit during our questing. In the middle of the one map, the dust, that's what it is, it's the dust. It's just a big sand pit where you drive cars, right? There's this one broken down shack with a slot machine in it. Me and Alex fell down a 3-hour gambling pit with this slot machine, where it was a continual cycle of spending all of our money, not earning any back, selling guns that we've gotten, and hitting the slot machine again. And we did that for 3 hours straight without doing anything else in the game.
Three hours?
Basically.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
How?
It was kind of a joke at first because it was funny. It was just like a slot machine in the middle of nowhere. We were like, you know, let's hit this. You know, let's see, just roll a few times. And then eventually one of us would catch a hot hand and we'd keep going until we lost. And then the other would go and they would go until they lost. The thing is when you win money back from the slot machine, you only win about a quarter of the money that you put in. So we weren't really making profits or anything, but sometimes we would earn a gun. And so we would sell that gun and play again. So basically, yeah, I should be kept away from gambling in real life. But hey, Borderlands is my way out.
How did you do that for 3 hours?
3 hours of just getting guns.
So basically what happened was after a while on that one slot machine, we ended up running out of money completely. So we were like, shit, we needed some more money. We did a quest, earned some money. And then we ended up at this other place that had two slot machines. So then we could go at the same time. And we kind of turned it into a game because sometimes if you like spun like three bandit heads, the slot machine just shoots a grenade out and Alex would always die. What would happen is instead of reviving him right away, I would roll again. And if I lost, I'd have to let him die. But if I won, I would revive him. It was a very complex and very fun game.
You did that for 3 hours.
3 hours.
That sounds so boring.
That sounds awful.
It was actually really funny when we were playing it, because there was some there was this one situation that we got ourselves in where I was $8 away from another roll, and he had just enough to roll, and what he did, I said, look, just get, he lost, so it was my roll. I said, look, give me $8 so I can do my turn. He gave me $1, then rolled, and then lost. And then we were broke and couldn't roll anymore. And it was a really funny situation, nonetheless.
Riveting.
Yeah, it was just...
Well, besides that, we have been grinding through the game after that. After that night, we got back to our usual grinding business. We only hit the slot machines once in a while. But for the most part, we get back to our questing, and I'm very eager to play the DLC.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to download that too, so we can continue our game with it. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done any like real questing though since then. I've been playing a bunch of NBA Live because I'm a broke boy who can't afford NBA 2K.
Dude, I heard 2K sucks now.
Yeah, but NBA Live is like the EA version, so like, you can imagine it's a lot worse. But yeah, no, I've been playing a season. I'm playing a 29-game season. 17 games in. We're 2-15.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I keep losing over and over again, yeah.
It doesn't sound like a successful basketball questing.
No, it's not even fun. I mean, I lose every game by like 20 points. I won a game, though, and I got so excited. Well, yeah, but Lonnie Walker's my star player, and he's like a 77 overall in the game.
Yep, he's, that's good.
I'm trying to make a franchise player, but so far it's kind of hard to do that with 77 overall.
Yeah, that'll do it.
He played like half the year in the D League this year. So he's my franchise guy.
Wow, that's a bold move, to say the least.
Is bold the right word?
Not at all.
Yeah, so we have any quest tips. So I gave away some draft picks to get Lonnie Walker, I'm not gonna lie.
We
have cap room, but we have traded everybody. We have no stars.
Finish out the season and begin rebuilding for next season. Hardcore.
Right, so rebuild around Lonnie. Right, it's his team. We gave him the keys to the city.
Well, scratch that. Just get rid of the whole team. You're done.
No more Chicago Bulls.
They're not there anymore. That team doesn't exist. Move somewhere else. Start a new organization and build from there.
Flint Tropics.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I saw, what else was there that was revealed? There was the game that George R. R. Martin is creating looked really weird.
What is that? I didn't even hear that.
Now that looks like a questing game if I've ever seen one.
Is it like Game of Thrones?
It looks wild. I don't know. It's kind of weird looking.
Let's figure out what that's called.
It's called Elden Ring.
Is it medieval shit?
Yes, it is, but it's like...
I guarantee it is.
No, it is, but it looked different than it looked different than Game of Thrones.
Different. Yeah, weird that he would pick a name for his game that's so close to Elder Scrolls.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, I feel like that's just, like, asking to confuse people.
Well, whatever gets you more.
What about Cyberpunk 2077?
Ah, Mr. Rick.
And the dude, Keanu, showing up.
Yeah, we forgot to use our trademarked hashtag from last episode. Hashtag we want to be your friend, Keanu. Keanu. Mm. TM.
TM. Yeah, no, that was crazy. If that game does, I'm going to be so upset if that game doesn't live up to the hype.
Well, do you remember all the gameplay that they released like a year ago? That was actually like, it looked like it was almost done. It was like GTA in the future, and we were all like, oh my god, when's it coming out? It's like, oh yeah, not for like over a year.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was nearly finished when they showed the gameplay last time.
And I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, where it's like that thing where it's like games build up this hype for years and years. And so people's expectations are so high as it is.
So high, yeah.
And it worries.
It goes up for failure.
Yeah, it worries me at least when a game. I mean, it's good to see a game that's in production for a long time, but when they release like gameplay a year ago, and it's like I'm still like getting like small teaser trailers. It's like when.
Words are hard.
Yeah, like I just don't understand. Like, I'm like, is there something going on in production that's not working, or is it just that big of a game that, like,
yeah,
you know,
Well, I mean, these games are, like, so expansive, though. They take forever to actually get produced.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's good.
No,
like,
but the
I'm
last time they showed gameplay for it, it seemed like it was close to finished, didn't it? Like, all the stuff you could do and all the things they showed off in that, like, open world.
Yeah, usually usually once they show gameplay trailers, you're like, oh, this shit's, like,
almost done.
Yeah. But, like, and then it's like, nah, like, so much time has gone by, and now I'm seeing teaser trailers again.
Well, they went, like, backwards. They showed, like, the whole beginning of the game last year. Like, that whole opening where you play as the girl and you know, you get the upgrades and shit. And, like, it was, like, 20 minutes of gameplay. And now they released a cinematic this year.
Yeah, like, I have the cinematic.
Like, normally
right
it's the other way around. Normally you release the cinematic and then gameplay right before it comes out.
They released a teaser trailer for years ago, though. Years ago.
Yeah.
If you remember, it was the girl who's, like, getting shot at, and she has those, like, the arm things, and she, I was like, whoa, what the...
I didn't even realize that was that game. I remember that. Now.
I know, right? When I heard...
That was long ago.
Once I heard about how big Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever was, like, becoming, I remember that trailer, and I was like, what? I was like, no way. This is the same
game. And now we got the dude in it, John Wick.
It's actually... Yeah, it's actually funny, though, because it was the same thing with me in Fortnite. Because I was so hyped for Fortnite when I saw their Save the Day. Because it used to be their Save the Day game mode, which is like a zombie apocalypse type thing, I'm pretty sure. That was what they originally, like, were boasting when that game was... Like, that was what they were originally promoting when that first game was being made. And I remember seeing that and being so hype about it. And then, like a year or two later... I found the game on the Xbox store for free, and the big thing that came out of it was the PvP Battle Royale mode. And then I remember seeing the Save the Day mode, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, holy shit, this is that game that I was, like, looking forward to years ago, and it turns out that, like, the best part about it wasn't even that. And I was like, whatever, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of the Battle Royale stuff, did you see Fallout 76 apparently is releasing like a new Battle Royale mode like this week as part of E3?
Do you know who could care less? I could.
Yeah.
Because apparently that game was trash anyway.
Apparently.
And I think their saving grace is going to be saying, hey guys, there's a Battle Royale in Fallout now.
Yeah, I think they're literally going like, hey, you guys like Fortnite? Like, literally, that's their answer. It's like, we made a shitty game. Apparently, what I've heard about it is, like, it's like any other Fallout game if you were just to take out every other character but yourself.
Yes.
You're just, like, alone in the wasteland walking around.
Apparently, it's terrible. Like, and that's why they made it. They tried to make it all online, so there's no NPCs in the game to talk to. So it's just, like, you're just in a wasteland.
Yeah, there's, like, nothing going on is what I've heard. Like, at all.
It's like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they, speaking of Bethesda, though, they also released a new trailer for Doom, too.
Doom looks pretty sweet, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I have not seen that yet, though.
Because now, the new trailer, now he's not only fighting demons, now there's, like, angels are involved and shit.
What?
And the Doom Slayer is just going to be kicking ass everywhere.
What actually is the story with Doom? Do you guys know? Like, I don't know, like, what you're actually doing.
They're literal demons. Like, it's another dimension to hell.
Really?
Yeah. And he's the Doom Slayer. He's, like, the Master Chief of the series.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've played, like, the original, like, whatever it was, SNES or NES, like, Doom, whichever it is. And, like, a little bit of the Bethesda one. But I've never really gotten, like, super into that series.
Yeah, I played one of the new ones pretty recently and was actually super surprised by it. It's really fast, though. Like, I was not ready for that. Like, it's just, like, you fly around and it's just, like, everything's so fast. And I never played any of the Doom games before, and so I tried that and was like, whoa, like, I've never... This is different.
Is it like the original where it just sort of, like, throws you right into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it just... like fucks with you almost. You just like turn on the game and then it's like you start walking, it's like holy shit, you know, no warning.
Yeah, it kind of just drops you right into hell.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I'll just move on from that. Okay, well, since has anybody seen anything about the Star Wars though? You guys saw that, right?
Dude, I'm so hyped for Halo though.
Oh, the Fallen Jedi.
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. No, I didn't see any of the new stuff.
That's another one where they have like actual actors playing like the characters in the game. They have the what's the redheaded kid's name from Shameless? He's like the main character.
He also plays the Joker in Gotham.
Yeah.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, it's what the hell's his name? Some Monahan or whatever.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Yeah, well, he's like the main character in it, and then they had Forrest Whitaker playing the same character that he plays like in Rogue One.
Yeah.
And he's in it too.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like a thing.
It looks very much like The Force Unleashed, but
did it?
Without the dismemberment, which I was a little disappointed in. I want to see some dismemberment.
Yeah, I mean, Force Unleashed was awesome. Force Unleashed 2 is like one of the most disappointing things ever. I don't know if either of you played that, but it's like literally an 8-hour game.
Versus really?
Like the first one, which was like a full like length like story and everything.
Yeah.
This one's like you can play it in an afternoon.
Now the thing, okay, so I don't know if the difficulty for like, cause since it was just like a preview of the game, like, you know, they want to make it look like they're like flying through like Jedi and shit. But like, it bothered me the way how easy the game looked.
No, like, I know what you mean. Even like, the boss, remember you guys against the boss?
Yeah, but like, okay, so this is the thing. So like, obviously they're going to set the difficulty low, right? But like watching Stormtroopers shoot at blasters, and I could like watch the blaster shot like go. Like the blaster looked like it was shooting in slow motion. Like the actual like bullet itself was like boom, boom. I was like, oh shit, whoa. Like I was like, it just bothered me so much that it looked like everything was like the blaster shots and everything looked like they were moving in slow motion. Like, I understand, like, you want to set the difficulty low and make it look like this dude's like, you're going to be playing, like, a Jedi boss, even though in reality, you're most likely going to get your shit kicked in, like, three times a game, you know, three times a level.
I mean, we'll see. Like, but I kind of know what you mean. I didn't notice that the freaking blaster shots were moving slowly or whatever, but he did look like he was just cruising.
Now,
and the boss was, like, really, like, easy to kill, too.
Now it was the same thing with, now I have bias, right? I have a heavy bias. Because when I watched the Borderlands 3 gameplay, it was the same way with the boss where they kind of were like cooking it.
Sean, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all?
I can't hear you.
I can hear him. I have the recording.
You got too much Borderlands cock in your mouth right now.
that's what I'm saying. I have so much bias for that. And I like, once you, it, once again.
She's like, oh, that's some Jack.
So what? I have a life-size anime sex doll of Handsome Jack. It doesn't even matter. It's shit. So, as I was saying, like, the Borderlands 3 boss, like, fight was, like, the same thing where it was, like, they were easily cooked, and they would, like, you know, kind of do things to make it last a little longer, even though I'm like, look, if they just laid into this dude, like, he'd be dead in about 2 seconds, you know?
True Star Wars fashion, though, the stormtroopers have to be completely inept and basically blind shooting.
Watching their plasma bolts, I was like, it was like, pew.
Yeah, I'm watching the gameplay for it right now. I don't know that this is going to be that good. I'm like not very excited for it.
I'm sure as like a Star Wars fan, like or like a big Star Wars fan, a lot of people were like super into it. But like I was just kind of watching, like, you know.
I mean, honestly, it should have just been Battlefront. Should have been the Star Wars game to end all Star Wars games. But you know,
well, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, this is another EA Star Wars game, and it's like I'm kind of burnt out because it was like the first Battlefront. Like, totally sucked. And the second one, there was a bunch of hype because it was like, oh, we're going to fix all the problems that we had in the first one. And then they just didn't fix any of those problems. It's like, now there's a new Star Wars.
I'm so fatigued on Star Wars in general. Yeah. Movies, like, TV,
which is
everything.
Which
Although
is crazy,
The Mandalorian
too.
Looks cool.
The Mandalorian looks very cool.
It's going to be a TV series. It looked like, I don't know, that looks cool. But everything else I'm just kind of, like, sick of.
Well, it's because, like, they're not, it doesn't feel like they're spending enough time to, like, make the, it's just like they're just bombarding us with Star Wars.
Yeah, mediocre Star Wars.
This one, yeah, it's like, it's none of it's great Star Wars, and it's just freaking being jammed down our throats.
But hey, Star Wars sells.
Yeah, I can't wait for Rose, the video game.
It's just animal activism.
It's just you going from intergalactic casino to casino, just freeing all the horse monsters.
They're like, lady, you can't keep doing this.
It's just sabotaging resistance missions and then still being part of the resistance.
You coming back and explaining to everyone else that you fucked up the mission.
Guys, stop this.
Because we don't want to kill the stormtroopers.
We want to just save each other. Rose, you've gotten half the resistance wiped out within 2 days.
She's like,
Rose, you left with an entire
love, man. She's like one of those hippies during like the Vietnam like protests. That's her.
She would be that if at the same time she just like killed like a million people through like being negligent.
I can't believe you started talking about Star Wars.
It's like Mr. Magoo.
Oh my God, do we have to say, like, let's move on to Star Wars now that you have the helmet on?
Yeah, let's move on to Star Wars.
Sound like
Kylo Ren.
Right,
yeah.
I thought it was pretty accurate. Well, oh, gee, that scared me, Jar. I thought I saw her walk by in your screen, and I was like, who the hell is behind me? That scared the shit out of me. I was like, I froze. I was like,
holy shit, Jar, look out. Someone's in the room with you.
Bro, I actually almost...
Phone calls coming from within the house.
That was spooky.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. We have to talk about something else that Jar will lead us into.
And
that's your cue.
Was there anything specific, or
that's your cue?
You seem like you want me to talk about something specific with that lead in, but I don't.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Wait, what? Carson, are you as confused as I am right now?
Yeah, I'm not in on this bit. I don't.
Is he frozen or is he just staying?
I think he's just looking at me.
Guys.
Oh my God. That was scary.
Guys.
I mean, I can move on, but you just seem to have something in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. With that. It's creeping me out. It's
really giving me a weird vibe. All right, well, anyway, I guess let's move on.
Oh, if you want to?
Yeah, okay. So, to finish up questing, I just wanted to talk a little bit of VR. So, I've been wanting to get into VR after, all my times questing over at Sean's with Beat Saber and stuff like that. Like, I really want to get a VR that I can play Skyrim on, but the Oculus is, like, really expensive. So, I'm wondering, do we have any ways around that?
Well, before we get into ways...
Get and use the money to pay for
it. We're not talking getting a job, okay? We're blog boys. Blog boys don't get jobs.
I have a job. I just paid for an Xbox One S today. 2 terabytes.
Emma just wrote on a notepad and said steal. I don't know what that...
Is that an acronym?
That's S.
Sell?
Suck. Shows every all.
What would the T be?
Life.
Teamwork?
Oh.
Okay.
Definitely not. Now.
So we're at sucking toes teamwork.
Well, that's 2 T's.
What? That's 2 T's. Can you not spell?
Oh, shit.
This is really sad. This kid was an English major. He was trying to spell steel with two T's. I am appalled.
Sell tiny edible
arrangements.
That just threw it off the entire track.
No, because that was your E.
How do you sell an arrangement?
What do you mean? People sell edible arrangements all the time. There are literally companies that just sell edible arrangements.
They sell the arrangements for the edibles?
They arrange them for you and then sell them, thus being an arrangement.
Yeah, but if you're saying sell tiny edible
arrangements,
you can't sell a tiny edible arrangement.
You absolutely can sell a tiny edible arrangement.
Now, you can.
Arrangements, you guys are arranging the letters wrong. You're forgetting the second T.
You're missing a T there, Sean.
It would be sell tiny edible apple-lings.
What?
Like edible young apples. Apple-lings.
Young apples?
Young apple-ling.
Is apple-lings two words?
No, yes.
It's just still the A.
No, it is two words.
So it's apples-ling.
No. Apple-lings.
Is it a hyphen? Like a apple dash?
Underscore.
Hashtag?
Exclamation point at the end.
So what you're saying is we need to genetically engineer a new fruit called an apple-ling.
Yes, it's like a baby apple. It's kind of like how oranges have clementines.
So you want to make an apple clementine.
Yes, exactly. I think we're on to something.
So, and sell that, and that's how we're going to get me a VR?
Basically, to bring this all full circle.
Yep.
So
basically, it'll take like...
We're living in a
VR
right now. You guys need to shut the hell up. This is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
Anyway,
so hold on. Let's fall down this rabbit hole a little further.
We have to move on from questing. We've been talking about questing since NOM.
Last thing. Since we're talking about VR and questing.
No, we're done.
Shut your face. Shut your face. You're not a quester.
We're done what I say. We're done.
So, speaking of questing and VR, turns out Skyrim VR just went on sale. $38.
Did you buy it? Can I come over and play?
It might have to be. I didn't buy it yet. I'm going to wait till the end of the week to see how much money I make.
I missed the sale.
Because I just bought an Xbox One. So.
Wait, you just bought an Xbox One?
Yes.
Where were you? Did you not hear this?
But yes. I actually got $100 for my old Xbox and the controller and the Kinect. The Kinect was $5 of that.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I don't have a Kinect because I want to trade mine in and get a Nintendo Switch.
You have to trade it in with, like, a controller, too.
I have two controllers.
Well, then trade it in with a controller. And just get, it's $100. And just trade it in for store credit, you get $100. Because they're doing it right now.
$100. Those controllers on their own are $60.
Yeah, but not the old ones. The old ones are cheaper. And plus, it's GameStop.
Yeah, it's GameStop.
So getting $100 for all that.
They gave you, like, some belly button lint and a quarter.
It was actually very worth it. And right now they're doing a thing with consoles where if you trade in a console, you get like an extra 25% or $25 of what you would usually get.
Wow. So, yeah, I might have to go do that.
That's why I actually got so much for that old hunk of junk.
Yeah, I might have to do that in the near future, but I'm down to my last like $100 to my name. So it would mean I wouldn't be able to like do anything or go anywhere, but I'd have an Nintendo Switch.
You'll have the game to play.
Yeah.
Orson needs a job.
Yep.
To get money and
give free. I start working full time though in 2 weeks, so, and then they'll pay me in like a month, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a minute. But yeah. Alright, Eddie. Since you're so eager to move off of questing.
Yeah.
Let's give you the reins, Mr. I think I should host this show.
Oh my god.
So what are we moving on to, Eddie? Give us the segue.
Give us the next topic on the agenda.
Next topic on the agenda, let's see.
Oh wow.
We could talk about the fact that I didn't watch any of the PLL this week.
Wow. We could talk a little PLL, so let's start out PLL.
The fact that I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
I only just saw some of the game results.
I watched one of the games, not even all the way through. It's tough, man. You gotta really sign off a lot of your time.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why,
this weekend it's like much because.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. I'll probably watch them this week, but I mean, not to toot my own horn or anything, but 3 for 3 this week. So, all is right in the world. The level 9 paladin prevails.
Wait a sec, you were 3 for 3?
I was 3 for 3. I got every game right.
What the hell was I?
You guys were both 2 for 3, I think.
So basically, what you're saying is...
Picks, because you sent them to me.
So basically what you're saying is overall, I'm still the greatest.
No, actually, no, you were 1 for 3, Sean, because you had the Atlas and the Redwoods. So you're in last. Or no, you're tied with Eddie, the intern.
Oh, god damn it. Chart, you don't have to say
it
like that.
Why was he tied with me?
Because you had 2 right. No, you had 1 right last week.
I only had 1 right?
No, wait. Sean, did you have a perfect score the first time?
What? Yeah, I did.
Okay. So, yeah, you two are tied at 4. Because you've had 2 right both weeks, Ed. He got 1 right this week. And I had 2, then 3. So, yep, all's right in the world. Lacrosse Guru and Level 9 Paladin Carson is back on top. So,
I mean, you can have those titles. I don't think anybody gives a shit.
Okay, first of all, Level 9 Paladin is all I've got. Okay.
What the hell is a paladin? What is it? Just tell me what it is.
A protector of the realm.
No, I want to know what a paladin is.
Sean, can you believe this guy?
Being an archmage, I can fully believe him. He doesn't comprehend quite
the
things that we can.
You know, I know a mage has something to do with magic. What does a paladin do?
I am the all-knowing wizard. See my powers, come.
What the fuck just happened?
Is that what he sounds like when he's hanging out with his handsome Jack doll?
You're lucky I didn't come through the screen and fry you to a crisp.
Ah, shit, now you got the Archmage going, Eddie. You happy? You've unleashed his power.
What is happening? What are these noises?
I have meditated, resuscitated, and co-herberated. I am back.
Okay.
Sorry.
See what happens, Eddie, when you challenge one of us? You just unleashed the full force of his power.
I'm sorry, Carson. I didn't want you to have to
say
that.
Carson, why don't you release the full force of your power? Because I still don't know what it is.
I protect the realm. I would never unleash my power without any sort of warning. You think just a paladin goes around just using his mana? Are you kidding me?
I don't know what any of this means.
I serve the realm, sir.
Typical low-level knight.
He's not even a knight, dude. He's a freaking town drunk.
Oh, typical.
Sounds like a good life.
He's like locked in the stocks most of the time.
With the pigs.
So anyway, PLL, none of us really watched the games. My only thing I wanted to bring up was the jerseys looked a lot better. So I watched a little bit of each game. Didn't watch any of them all the way through. Hate the Chrome's pink socks. I think those need to go. But overall, like, they didn't look as much like soccer players. Like, the Redwoods and the Archers both looked like actual lacrosse teams, which I thought was pretty cool.
Okay. Thanks for the input on there. Uniforms there, Carson.
It's Pride Month, so I figured out they looked pretty fabulous. So.
Oh my god.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty drained. It was a hell of a weekend.
Yeah.
There was a barbecue and a party on Thursday. A barbecue and a party on Friday. Or was it? No, it was barbecue and party on Friday and Saturday. And Thursday was just bad decision making at the bar.
Yeah, you got stood up. Sunday. Would you like to elaborate on that?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No, you don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
It's too,
still hurts. Still
too
hurts.
Raw.
It's fresh. It's a fresh open wound.
So
can't do it.
I don't think anybody would ever stand up a host. Just saying.
Try not.
I need to know what
intern
happened here.
My intern status just didn't pan out.
Eddie was talking to a girl on Instagram DM, and they were going to meet up for a drink, and she didn't show up.
Oh.
Would never happen to one of us.
Never.
At least I didn't go, like, alone. That would have been bad. It was just like, oh, my friends and I are going here, if you want to come. But, yeah. Would never have happened to one of you guys with
Speaking of Instagram, I just got a thing that says, we detected an unusual login down in Naples Park, Florida. Someone was trying to log into my account in Florida. So
Florida
that,
man. It was Florida man.
It was Florida man. I have to change my password now? Oh, that's big, not cool. That's just not cool. Can I do that password? I can.
Great radio.
Basketball 1 does not work as my password. Maybe with a capital.
Why are you reading out? Dude, you're on the air.
What are you doing?
But they can't see what I'm saying. So
you just read out your password.
My password is not basketball 1 with a capital B then. Yeah. Cool.
Any other caps that aren't there?
No, that's it.
Okay, so it's not basketball 1 with a capital B.
No, not at all. That would be ridiculous, because we just read that on the air.
That would be an insane idea.
It would be absolutely ridiculous.
We're going to sign on to your Instagram.
Let me go get my credit card.
Let me tell you what my social security number isn't. That's good, though.
So are you gonna tell us? Is that what the password that you changed it to, or is it the old password?
It's both. Old, new, in between.
Why would you reset your password to the same thing?
No, my old password may or may not have had all lower cases.
Dude, so what if they just try it with one capital?
Well...
But that
might have been what they were doing. And that's probably why they got failed to log in.
Country.
That's probably why they got it wrong trying to log in.
Dude, how about that time we met, like, one of those email scammers, or didn't meet, but, like, came across one of those email scammers in McDonald's at 3 a.m. You remember that, Ed? We walk in to the McDonald's at 3 a.m. after Eddie.
Which one? Which McDonald's?
It was after we were dragged to the club by, I won't say her name, but, you know, if I were a Viking and we were all Vikings and we're sailing the open seas, right, and we're about to land in England, right, that magical place, and we get there, it's the raven that flies over the battlefield that lets us all know we're going to die.
Wait, her name?
I'll bleep out her name.
I don't remember, dude.
You don't remember that, dude? That dude was talking to a bunch of drunk people. He was like, I can destroy all of your lives with a keyboard. I hope you know that, right?
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you don't remember that? He was explaining how he would do email phishing scams.
Was it the most recent time?
It was that place, not the night we ran into Luke and Dev, but the night after. So we went to that bar where everything was roped off. I got pushed by a lady.
Oh, with Sam. My friend Sam was there, right?
Yep, with Sam. Yep.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't really remember much from that night.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. Beers are cool.
Dude, come on.
Do you guys know I drank?
Too much. That weekend was so bad. We were just, like, gone for, like, 2 or 3 days straight.
Yeah, I drink to excess. It's pretty neat.
So cool.
I feel like I sounded like a Mormon trying to be cool there.
Oh, man, I just love coffee.
Yeah.
Caffeine, so nectar.
This caffeinated cola is so neat.
Don't bash John Smith.
Dude.
I thought it was Joseph Smith. Wait, who was it?
It was Joseph Smith.
It's Joseph Smith. John Smith is the dude that, I feel like we had this conversation.
We're going down.
That kidnapped Pocahontas.
Yeah, John Smith did kidnap Pocahontas. And Pocahontas actually married John Ralph, so Disney kind of got that one wrong.
Tasty.
I really didn't like any of that. I didn't like any of that.
Do you have a science update for us?
I can give you one right now if you need it.
I need it right now, real bad. Real bad. Okay. I saw those glasses and I thought, holy shit, inform me.
Okay, well, since we are into it now, new science this week are science, what are these things called? Science,
information sessions, that's what we'll call them. It's an information session.
Okay, science information.
You could even call it an info war.
Ooh. I like. All right.
That's not trademarked, though, so yeah, info, sure. Shit, we're going to get sued by InfoWars for that.
Well, let me tell you right here.
We have more following for them to give a shit.
What if they found us?
Then they'd be wasting their time.
We're a conspiracy.
So here we go with our first thing. Apparently, according to this, 50 years ago, scientists wanted to build solar panels on the moon. Now, this comes from Science News magazine of the Society for Science and Public. Now, I'm going to have to disagree with this, okay?
Okay,
because let me tell you why. So 50 years ago, back when I was kicking a rock around in the good old play yard, it turns out I looked at the moon about 3 or 4 times in that span of years.
Yes, naturally.
And what I noticed were there's these dark circles on the moon's face, right?
Naturally, go on.
Now, some scientist comes along and says, you know, I want to put solar panels on this moon. Now, Carson, I want you to explain this to me, okay?
Wait, if the moon has a face and they're putting solar panels, how funny would it have been if they looked like sunglasses?
Okay, now that we got that stupid thought out of the way, Sean, continue with the real relevant information.
Think about
okay. That. We're trying to have a knowledgeful and intelligent conversation between two grown men about science, and you're just leave the tomfoolery at the door, please. Okay, we're trying to do a little bit of learning. Go ahead, Sean.
As I was saying, Jar, I want you to think about this for just a quick sec.
Right? My mind's getting around it.
Okay, so you see these dark spots on the moon's surface,
right? Yes,
and your first instinct, right, is to put these solar panels on the moon. Now, hear me out here, Jar. Hear me out just for a second.
I'm listening.
When you see the roof of a building, when you see the roof of a building, do you automatically assume you should put solar panels on? And let me ask you this real quick. Do you see different blotches on this roof, Jar? Do you see different blotches?
I'm visualizing this roof, all right? We got different spots with panels on them.
No, but do you see that? When you look at a normal roof, do you see blotches?
Say not typically, no.
No, a roof is one color. It's one color. So let me tell you this. Why would they think to put solar panels on the moon before painting in these blotches?
Oh, my God, you're right. That's just poor craftsmanship. I mean, they'll never be able to go
back. It's poor craftsmanship. You lift up these solar panels to replace them after a few years, and what are you going to see? 30 blotches.
Yeah, blotches. I mean, what is
30? Just 30?
What are you going to paint around them? You can't get under.
You can't get under. Scientists, this is preposterous.
Well, I guess that came from advances in science, though. I mean, back then, I mean, God.
Back then,
that is reckless endangerment.
You know,
to think that you can paint the moon with solar panels already on it—that is a reckless endangerment.
That's what I'm saying. And then, of course, I mean, I thought it was bad enough that they were already putting the famous controversial biker Neil Armstrong on the moon. But now you're gonna put solar panels over blotches? Come on now. Let's get serious. Let's get real with our government. This is all false accusations. These scientists are out of their minds.
Oh. I think we gotta take this a step further. I think we need to look into who you think's wanting to put solar panels over the blotches. Where does this go?
Well, let me ask you this.
Doesn't it just seem a little convenient, right, that science, right, these unnamed science journals, these science types, right, they're going and they're saying, our moon's blotchy as hell, let's cover it up with solar panels.
Okay, well,
we buying that?
Let me just ask you something else, Charlie.
These are the questions people need to
ask. I want you to tell me something. Have you ever heard the U.S. government say anything about solar paint? Tell me. Yeah.
No, never. Never.
You know why? Why? Russia has it.
Oh my God.
Russia has it.
Was this the advance in the Cold War? They're keeping it under wraps because they don't want us to know that we're actually losing. Because the Russians have solar paint.
Carson. I want you to hear this. Now, back in my day, I always knew the Reds were up to something. I knew it. I knew they were. But when I heard about the solar panels and I saw these blotches, I knew they were up to something. They wanted our government to go up there and put down their solar panels because guess what? They're going to come along and they're going to go, why'd you do that? We have solar paint. They own us then. They own us because they own the moon. And they
that moon might
solar
as well be
panels.
There. I mean, if they go through renovations enough to paint the moon, the moon might as well be there. I mean, would you paint another man's roof?
You would not.
You would not.
Thank you,
another
Carson.
Man's roof.
You would not do it. Oh. And, I mean, that just about concludes our science segment, though, for today. I mean, I think that's pretty good.
Listen, the government and the deep state is trying to silence us. They don't want these questions to be asked. So if you guys would please go on our website and buy our water filters, keep this thing running another couple days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, our water filters, they filter out all the chemicals that turn the frogs gay.
Exactly. And then
the deep state doesn't want you to buy our filters.
And they want that solar paint. We want it.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to those gosh darn frogs.
Yep, that's how they get us. They distract us with the frogs so that they can paint the moon.
As long as we can cover that frog problem, that solar paint is ours.
Yep. So filter your water with our water filters.
That whole entire conversation felt like a NyQuil-induced fever dream.
Well, Eddie, that's the Reds spiking your water because you've just gotten the knowledge that we've given you.
I think Eddie's a deep state operative.
What is this accent?
I think that
it
Eddie
keeps changing. He started out sounding like Charlie Day, and now it's totally something else.
I think that Eddie is a deep state operative, and I think he's got a trigger word that if we hit it right, he'll turn into a frickin' like Russian spy.
You mean like an assassin, like the Winter Soldier? Is that what you were trying
Vodka.
To
say? Vodka! Scoof McGoof.
Rule.
Elmo! He's
5-year
red.
Plan.
Solar paint!
Gay frogs.
Now, Jaw.
Now, Shauna, we had something that we wanted to discuss with Eddie, didn't we? Yeah, we wanted to, so we wanted to talk, Hannibal the TV show, right? We wanted to talk about that, right, Sean?
Oh, no.
That's right.
We did.
So, now, Eddie, we just want you to, tell us about some of your favorite kills in that show.
Any that stick out to you specifically?
Why is that?
We're just wondering, man. I mean, So the things that stick out with me to Hannibal is like there's something really unsettling about like his demeanor and like he's just so like he's just a well dressed man, completely polite and like you know
his human to, like, suit.
Yeah, his human suit.
His human yeah. suit. Do you have a human suit by chance, Eddie?
Just are like you guys that. Trying to suggest something here?
No, Eddie. Whoa.
We're talking about Hannibal the TV show.
Relax, pal. Relax. Sheesh.
God, like if NBC were to bring back, or no, if Netflix were to up Hannibal tomorrow for season 4, what do you want to see, Ed?
Silence of the Lambs.
Interesting. And how do you think that would look on Netflix? How do you think they would handle that over 10 episodes?
I think it would have a higher budget than NBC gave it.
Right, go on.
So you think because it's on Netflix, it's going to be less censored, is what you're saying?
No, not necessarily. It was pretty graphic on NBC.
Did that tickle any stimuli?
How did that make you feel?
What is happening here? I don't like being psychoanalyzed.
Eddie.
Line from the show.
We're not psychoanalyzing you.
We're just trying to talk about a television show that you enjoy, and you seem to be very defensive.
Very defensive.
Why is Hannibal the show making you feel so uncomfortable?
Okay. I'm so comfortable in my human suit. I mean, my. I'm real comfortable, guys. Yeah.
All right.
I think that's all we needed.
You sure there wasn't anything specific about the show you enjoyed?
No. Aside from the cooking montages, you know, that are people.
Yeah. I remember you saying that you used to like to cook
pretty
with
delicious.
Because it would remind you. Yeah, is that a true statement? Would you say that?
I don't know, man. It looks so good. It makes you wonder, what do people taste like?
Uh huh.
You know, just like casual thoughts like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Sean, it's okay. It's okay. He's far away. Hey. You seem to. You seem to have broken Sean.
I think Sean broke Sean earlier when he was doing like two characters simultaneously.
Eddie, these doctors they keep telling me I have schizophrenia, right? Schizophrenia. But you know what? The dude behind me is telling me I don't. So
he's a doctor. Who has the light right now, Sean? Who's in the spotlight right now?
I'm always in control. I'm always in control. Timmy is always in control.
See, now you're talking to... Now, Carson, schizophrenia and split personality are two different things.
Right, go on, Eddie. Explain this to us.
We're listening.
To every word.
You did the joke about like split when they had the each you know personality has the light. That's not the same thing
right.
as schizophrenia.
Right. Go on and how would you define schizophrenia, Eddie?
I'm not a doctor. I just know that symptoms include like hallucinations and hearing voices and stuff. It's not the same as a split personality. That's all I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm already hearing voices.
And so what do these
I'm already what are the such an underrated SpongeBob line.
And what do these voices say to you, Eddie?
Mainly that you're an ass. But that's not the voices, that's just other people that know you.
Ooh. Coming down like a tsunami in the rain of
I think we got all we need, Sean, I think we got all we need here.
I think so.
I think we got all we need here.
I think we're going to have to...
Wrap it up?
Wrap it up and discuss some of this stuff off camera.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Tune in Friday for another episode of Drawing a Blank. Sean?
I like to think something smells rank. Thank you for joining us on Drawing a Blank. Boop-a-boop-a-boop.
I hated every second of that.
All right. Godspeed. All right, we're going to just go ahead and end the call.
End the call. And, Am I there?
No, it's just audio.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Does he have my thing hacked?
I don't know, but he was definitely on to us. Did you notice how he wouldn't get off the call this time, even though we signed off?
Jar, after you exited, he stayed in with me.
No way. He tried to after hours me?
Wait, do you see me?
Yeah, okay. We're good.
That was that was the scariest thing ever. That was horrifying. I feel like I'm in danger.
He admitted to having a human suit. A human suit. What does that mean?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And then the way, Carson, you don't understand. I thought I was dead. After you exited, it was just me and him, just sitting face to face.
And he just stared, probably, right?
He just stared.
Just looked at you. Dude, there were so many things. I mean, the fact that he started talking about voices that he hears that think I'm an asshole, that tells me I'm next.
Yeah, that you're done. You're done.
Yeah, that absolutely means, like, next on his list.
Bro, that was unnerving beyond all hell.
Really like the eating scenes in Hannibal?
Oh, my God. When you left and I looked into his eyes, I saw hell. I saw hell itself. I saw Satan looking at me from those hellish eyes. I felt like my soul was just trapped in a box, a black box in the middle of nowhere, and I just couldn't get out. It's traumatizing.
I still don't know if we have enough to go forward with it, though. Like, I don't know if we can take this to anybody.
I don't know.
Like, who's going to listen to us, dude? We already established the governments are shutting down our lives, right? They don't want us to make this pod, all right? The deep state is on to us, and they're covering for this guy.
I don't know how much longer I can take this mental abuse. Just being in this chat with him is just...
Listen, nobody thought that we would ever be on a show twice a week with someone like that. I mean, that is unnerving, right? That is...
Pause. Like, this is horrifying as is, because you know you can see your face in the top right corner?
Yeah.
Am I moving for you?
You are, yes.
Because I'm not moving in my top right corner screen. That looks creepy as hell.
That's weird that you're froze. You're good.
That's unnerving as all hell.
It just seemed like a little weird that you were frozen. I didn't know if something was going on over there.
Wait, am I still frozen for you?
No, you were never frozen for me.
No, that's weird. That's what I'm saying. How am I frozen for myself? Jar, I don't like this at all. I don't like this one bit.
Yeah. It definitely seemed like he might know. But I think he's going to use it as an excuse to kill us.
I think so. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know, it started out as, like, let's just make fun of him during after hours, and now it's just become, like, holy shit. Now we're just, like...
Now we're in fear for our lives.
Yeah, it's, like, this is, like, the safe chat line that we can talk about the fact that we think we might get murdered. Oh, my God. Sean.
Carson.
Oh, my God.
This is getting too much. This is too much.
Every time it freezes, I'm just like, what's going on?
I just don't know what to do anymore. You know?
I'm nervous too, man. He knows where we both live.
Does.
I mean, dude, there's a train that'll take him directly to my house.
And... He lives here.
Yeah, he sleeps like 2 feet. He probably watches you when you sleep and you don't even know.
God. Oh my God. He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we've really fallen into some dark stuff here, man. I mean we gotta keep investigating, obviously.
We have to. For the people.
We probably have to be more subtle, though, because that last one, we were not very subtle. We just really tried to get an answer out of him. I mean, we got a weird answer. I thought we were coming on too strong. I mean, he started going, what is this, right? But it was like, he still gave us what we wanted.
I think we might have to do it before hours.
Before hours? Oh. Yeah, but then if he clicks on the episode.
Fuck.
We could air before hours, like 20 minutes into the episode.
Oh.
It's like he probably won't listen after like 5 minutes.
That's true. And we'll still do an after hours just in case.
Just to get, well, I mean, how else would people know that we survived to the end of the show?
That is a good point.
God. Yeah, we really got to look over his contract. I mean, it feels like a hostile work environment has ensued.
It really does. I feel like I'm being held hostage. Yeah.
Like twice a week of this? Like, God, we're just a couple of learned doctors, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to discuss science and medicine and art.
And he just comes in there with that creepy voice and that shivering tone that just, you know.
And just weird information about film. I'm a film guy? What does that mean?
Yeah, like.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
All right, well, I think we better sign off.
Yeah, I think so. Just remember, protect yourself.
Be safe out there, all right? I'll text you and make sure everything's all right in the morning. If we make it that long.
Okay. Until next time.
For Carson and Sean, this is After Hours. Godspeed.